Nobody said it would be easy. Nobody said that it would all be fine. But to get where we're going, brother, you gotta hold the line. It ain't a matter of if, nah, it's just a matter of time. But to get where we're going, sister, gotta hold the line. You gotta stay steadfast, tread lightly, cause there's nothing to a reason to knock you down. But you can't ask too politely. In the sense, you gotta get loud, hold the line.
This is RAWF After Hour.
I'm a dude.
everyone. Welcome to RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network. I am Lord Maestro Amadeus, the owner and proprietor of RAWF in the game as you all know and love as Wrestler Unstoppable. We are live here at the Glasnevin Cemetery here in Dublin, Ireland. Let me bring on my co-host. Ladies and gentlemen, he is El Vacant. Good evening, El Vacant.
Yeah, that's what we'll call it, a good evening. Now, hola there, boss man. How are you?
Why are you wearing jacket and gloves, really?
It's cold and a little wet.
It is a beautiful 58 degrees drizzly with, I heard some thunder there for a second, but it's not that bad. It's actually wonderful weather for a haunting here in this Glasnevin Cemetery.
This may be colder than I ever experienced as a niño, okay?
Well, I am sorry that you are uncomfortable, but
no, you're not.
At least you're not freaking.
Look, it could cut glass right now.
I can't see your nipple under that heavy jacket.
You'll find. I'll open the jacket here. See, look.
That's disturbing. Please close
the jacket. Closing the jacket now before this cold gets in too much.
Also standing by with us as security this evening, because we are out in the open here in the cemetery, and I just thought it necessary. Let's bring on Fire Chief Bill. Good evening, Bill.
Welcome.
Hello, Maestro. How are we doing this evening?
Doing well, Bill. Doing well. And you look ready for anything. You got everything covered as far as security goes?
Yes. The perimeter is secure. I did a little cruising around with FCB1. All of the radar shows nothing. But there's a permeating fog that has come in that wasn't on the weather reports, and it might make things a bit dicey out here.
Well, just keep your eyes open, Bill. I know you have the attention of a hawk. You will be on it if anything is to happen.
Absolutely.
I just
want to say, for some reason, I don't know what's been going on, but this gold medal that you gave me, it's been vibrating, like humming. And I don't know what it is. Every time I get near you, I can tell you. that it just
interesting.
It calls to me. So,
we'll have to investigate that after the show and find out why that's doing that. But all right, Bill. Well, if you don't mind, keep an eye out. I'll bring you on a little bit later to talk about your big match tomorrow.
Yes, I was chosen to.
Yes. Well, we will. Yes, we will get to that in a little bit, Bill. I promise. I'll bring you back in just a little bit.
Absolutely.
We will talk about that here in a bit. But first and foremost, El Vacant, why don't we start off with the updated rankings for this period?
All right. So there's a huge change from last week because, you know, last week we were at 6 out of 10 matches, and now we're at 7 out of 10 matches. So, you know, a lot got done. All right. Here we go. All right, everybody? In 25th place, we have, I would normally say everyone's favorite Raptor Dweller, but we don't have any Raptors right now. I guess what? Branch Dweller? Eva. In 24th place, we have Killa Neptune. Oh, he kind of snuck in there, didn't he? In 23rd place, we have Davila. In 22nd, wait, Davila. We went back to Davila. I thought it was just Deb. Yeah, whatever. All right. In 22nd place, we have Money Sue. Man with the mouth has been talking away, it seems. In 21st, we have A.F. James. In 20th place, we have Sadat. I hope I'm saying that right. I have no idea. I've never talked to the man. So, yes, we'll go with that because nothing else really makes any sense. In 19th place, we have Claymore. In 18th place, we have the single most aptly named man in all of wrestling, the unsettled Christopher Cage. In 17th place, we have everybody's favorite giant purple guy. That's right, Paragon of Greatness is in 17th. Go you, Big Purple. In 16th place, we have Jobu. Every time I say that, all I want to say is, fuck you, Jobu. I do it myself. Every time, I can't help it. In 15th place, we have Revenge Gibson. I'm not sure what she's getting revenge on. She's doing it a long time, and apparently she's good at it, so cool. In 14th place, we have the Diesel Warrior. In 13th place, we have one of my favorites out there. There, I see you out there, Maeve, just leaning up against the tree. We'll probably talk to you a little bit. That's right, you're currently in 13th place. Lucky 13 on Halloween. Look at that. In 12th place, we have Kane the Governor. In 11th, oh, that's good for him. In 11th place, shooting up the ranks, we have Too Hot Chaz Preston, or as I like to still call him, Hot Shot Chaz, because it's just fun to say. In 10th place, we have Deez. In 9th place, we have Simply the Best. In 8th place, we have, wait for it, Beast. In 7th place, we have the motherfucker himself, Blake Bradley. Now I want to milkshake. All right, in 6th place, we have Lady Vex. In 5th place, this is weird, 2 weeks in a row. In 5th place, we have the title machine, Mithras. In 4th place, we have our current RAWF World Heavyweight Champion, the Teflon Sheik. We kind of moved up there. In 3rd place, we have Papa Shaker. It's still fun to say. In 2nd place, a little surprising, but probably because, you know, he's the extra point winner for the month, Immortal Griffiths has jumped up to 2nd place, even with the way his month has been going for him. And first place at the moment, 7 matches out of 12, is our current number one contender, Nightcrawler.
All right. And indeed, I was only able to do one match this week, unfortunately, because matches for 8 and the superstars from a couple weeks ago, not all the matches were over. So, but still, it is 7 out of 12. People are slow. It is what it is. Hopefully next week we will have a lot more. But tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, it is Graveyard Smash live from the AO Arena here in Dublin. It is going to be a happening. Let's talk about the match lineup, shall we, Awakened?
Let's do that.
First of all, back from a short hiatus, is an injury hiatus that forced him to vacate a couple of championships, yet he plans on getting back on track tomorrow at Graveyard Smash when he faces Uber Vegan TPO. Aaron McFadden will take on the unsettled Chris Cage. Those are both rankings matches with normal rules. Fubar City Street Fight, however, a very interesting one. It'll be Revenge Gibson taking on Miss Beauty Fatale in a three stages of hell match. It will be Hotshot Chaz against Mark Caliber. They will be going at it in a series of three matches, a Pandora Box of Fun match, a Fubar City Street Fight, and a cemetery brawl right here in Glasnevin Cemetery. And then, of course, we have the challenge match between myself and Maeve O'Hare, which is disturbing. I was not wanting to participate tomorrow, but Maeve has forced my hand. We'll be talking with her later in the program. Tag team titles will be on the line, but we'll get to that in a minute, actually. You know what? We'll stop there to get some GM reports out of the way, because they have some announcements for tomorrow's matches as well. First, let's bring on our High Voltage Invitational and Anything Goes GM. She is... She is the First Lady of Anarchy. She is the Cougar. Good evening, Cougs.
What was that?
I think the rain got into the soundboard. Something played that was not there. I apologize. Elvacant, don't let that happen again.
I'll get on that.
So, I am fine, Cougs. How are you?
Just scratching.
So, what do you have for us tonight? Where do you want to begin?
All high voltage matches have been started. We will not have a contender for tomorrow, but that title will be defended next week. While I'm on high voltage, reading some of the posts that are being made, people need to remember that just because you win every match does not mean you win high voltage. You must talk in your matches. It is a trash talk heavy division. You cannot win if you do not talk. If you have somebody blocked, you cannot win because you cannot talk to them. If I find out that it's just one person blocking another, the person that's blocked will probably get some points because it's not their fault, hopefully. It's just somebody having hurt issues. Is Anything Goes, those matches have started as well, and we will see where that one ends up. That one's kind of a slow one for me.
Well, all right. So that is our Anything Goes in High Voltage Invitational reports. Anything to add to those, Cougs?
I will be getting the scene up probably within the next 48 hours for the next season of High Voltage, so we're trying to get that one back on track. So look for your message in your inboxes for signups.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Cougs. First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar, and now we bring in our Ultimate Gauntlet GM. He is...
recognize that I am not alive. I survive, I'm the fans in the hour class of time. I'm the chalk line, outline, everything is mine. From the grid to the earth to the shadows far behind. I'm the stars in the sky and I shine so bright. I'm eternal, I'm the reason that the day turns night. I'm the water and the sun, I'm the bullet in your gun. I'm the finger on the trigger and I'm about to blast one. I ain't never give a shit on it, bitches better recognize the damn motherfucker on the block. And I'm baptizing blood of the fallen, keep it G. Go ahead, your family, Sam. Fuck around, beat it, that hologram. Big dog way off the collar, don't bother with the cage. Can't keep me like the way I need my face. Going 6 feet deep, where the dead man sleep. With no rat that creep in my flesh for weeks.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Paragon of Greatness. Good evening, Paragon.
Good evening, Amadeus. We've got ourselves an Ultimate Gauntlet update and a tag team update. First of all, on the Ultimate Gauntlet, we've got last updated when we heard that the First Lady of Anarchy, Cougar, had ended the run of the Immortal Griffith at 3. That run, however, would be cut short after only one victory, as Allie Knight had defeated Cougar. Allie Knight's run, however, would also at one victory, as the Unsettled Chris Cage would defeat her. The Unsettled Chris Cage would go on to his second match, finally breaking the streak by beating Too Hot Chaz Preston in a matchup. The Unsettled Chris Cage would move on to his third match, where he is currently facing Aaron McFadden, a man who has been going out of his way to make a name for himself lately, trying to stand out and show up. Can he defeat the Unsettled One? Will the Unsettled One move on to a third victory? We will find out shortly.
All right, that was the Ultimate Gauntlet report, and you have the tag report as well.
That's the report that had our host remember that we should probably do GM reports before going over the entire pay-per-view card. We have our tag team report, and that tag team report from the desk of Unstoppabot is as follows. Congratulations to the team of the Cage Shakers, who placed in first place this season and will be facing the tag team champions, the Hawk Stars, at Graveyard Smash tomorrow. The next season of the tag teams is still open for signups. Signups will close tomorrow after the pay-per-view radio show, so get out there and sign up if you haven't. Confirm with your tag team partners if you're looking for a new tag team partner. You can find those things in the scene. Also, the Extra Points Tournament is now open for signups. Signups will close in 1 week from today.
All right. Thank you, Paragon. Other reports from this from the 32-1 and Rebels and Empires GM. She says that Rebels versus Empires week one has been posted, as well as 32-1 week two have been made. Those the reports from Raven, and then from the Razor, our Powerball GM. STB in Razor's opinion comes up with two big upsets, taking out Mithras in the semis and Paragon in the final to earn the right to face Dev for the platinum for the Powerball title at the pay-per-view. So Davila will defend the Powerball championship against STB tomorrow at Graveyard Smash. All right, I believe that covers everything as far as GMs go. Now we can go back to talking about the pay-per-view. And as the Paragon just mentioned a few moments ago, El Vacant, it will be the Hawk Stars defending the tag team titles against the Cage Shakers. Hawk Stars, of course, are the Hawkster Bully and Starlight, the Cage Shakers, Chris Cage, and Papa Shaker. Your thoughts on this epic tag team title match?
I think that's going to be a close fight, actually. I think they're both very good teams. You know, and there's a lot kind of in the air now. It's been a long time since one of these matches hasn't included Swords and Scimitars, and it'll be, I mean, one, it'll be, I think, in my opinion, a little refreshing to see that, but also it puts a lot of things in the air. You know, you're not, you know, how do either of these teams compete when, you know, they're in that big stage under the bright light of a pay-per-view match for the RAWF World Championship, or, well, Tag Team Championship, I should say. So, you know, the There's a lot in the air here, and honestly, I don't know who I'd bet on. They're very evenly matched teams, in my opinion.
I agree, and it will be the first defense and it's of the Hawk Stars. They did go through a very tough tournament to win those titles. Give them all the credit in the world for that. They beat some
absolutely
very tough
true
opponents. So it is not – they are definitely capable of successfully defending their tag team titles, but the Cage Shakers seem to be pretty motivated as well. We find out tomorrow. And, yes, as you mentioned, El Vacant, it has actually been this is the first time in 14 months – I want to say, might even be longer, at least 14 months, that we have not had a tag team title match that involved swords and scimitars. The Hatfield and McCoy championship will be on the line as Sadat will defend against DW. DW, a big night for her tomorrow. She challenges for two championships and defends her Triple Crown championship. So let's say Sadat, as new as he is, as much as little as we may know about him at this point, do you think DW has the edge because she's been here longer and knows the ups and downs of RAWF, or does that matter in the match of this magnitude?
I don't think the experience of being in RAWF is going to factor in here, because Sadat has proven that even though he's relatively new to the company, he's not going to get, you know, he's not going to get an adrenaline dump getting into the ring. He's not going to – the pressure of being in an RAWF spotlight isn't going to get to him. He's shown us that already, I think. So I don't think that's a factor. I think what is a factor is I think he hasn't faced this level of competition enough yet. And I think what we're going to learn here is how what's the word I want here in English? Stubborn. How stubborn is he? How much can he take? We know that DW will go that extra mile to win a match. We've seen it. We haven't seen that from Sadat yet. So I think that's what the question's going to be in that match is how far is Sadat willing to go? Because we know how far DW is willing to go.
Agreed. We will find out tomorrow. Vex will defend her Champions Choice Championship against Mystic Maniac, but he had to win the title from Vex. He has to injure her in using an illegal move of some sort. And it is, I mean, highly capable of doing so, but if that's the only way he can win, how much danger does that put Vex in?
None.
In other words, you think very little of Mystic Maniac's abilities.
Vex is pretty tough. I mean, I've watched her do some pretty crazy things in the ring, and I've never seen her be injured, ever. So, I think on paper that looks like a match that he can win, and in reality it's a match he can never win.
Well, we will find out tomorrow. As the report from Razor stated, Davila, who has gone back to being called Davila, will defend the Powerball Championship, the richest prize in all of RAWF, against Simply the Best. This is going to be an old-school barn burner, I have a feeling, for the Powerball Championship.
I agree. That's going to be a hell of a match.
But I will give my old friend Dev Villa the nod on this one, just because I think STB may have bigger fish to fry, may not be a priority.
I agree, and also I think because they are, in my opinion, in talent-wise, they're very evenly matched, I think the champ's advantage is going to come into play here.
Agreed. The Battle of the Blondes for the Multimedia Championship as Starlight will defend against the lovely Cassie Joe. One matchup I am certainly looking forward to, and I'm sure you are as well, El Vacant.
But,
But as of late, the Necessary Evil seem to be doing quite well in pay-per-view matches as well as title defenses. I would give the edge to Starlight here, but only slightly, as Cassie Joe, it has been a while since she's held RAWF gold, and I'm sure she will be motivated to do so again.
So I agree with you that I'm going to go with Starlight in this, but I think I don't think it's as close as you're saying. I don't. I mean, I like Cassie Joe. You know, I've been a big fan. I followed her career, and I think there was a point in time where this would have been a close fight. I don't think that time is right now. Just watching how she's been in the ring over the last month, I just think Starlight's is more on right now.
Agreed. Agreed. I think Starlight will retain to the Multimedia Championship. No offense to Cassie Joe. DW to defend the Triple Crown Championship against Claymore and the Cougar, the First Lady of Anarchy, who, as of late, has been quite interesting, I must say. The sight of her always... As long as her claws don't extend towards me, I'm always pleased to see the Cougs acting this way. You probably not so much, but who do you see walking out as Triple Crown champion?
I kind of think it's going to be Cougar, actually. I think it's going to be a close fight, but I think Cougar's probably going to pull this one out.
I would lean toward the First Lady myself. I agree. I think DW may have too much on her plate tomorrow at Graveyard Smash, and this one will be a tough one for her.
Absolutely. And that is like one of the reasons I am there, right? If that was DW's only match, I might give her the nod, but she's got too much on her plate, and Cougar, frankly, Cougar wants this too much.
Agreed. Eva! EVA, the lovely Eva, to defend the Fubarcy Championship against Papa Shaker, who seems to be peaking right now as far as the rankings go, up into the top five, but he's going into unknown territory against a very dangerous individual. Your thoughts?
It feels like I'm never rooting for Eva. It feels like I'm always going against her. It's just she keeps going against people that I think are just really good. I honestly think this one's a coin flip, to be honest. I think this could go either way.
No, I disagree. I think Eva has the distinct advantage in this environment. Papa Shaker may have bit off more than he can chew. I think the mistress of the dark, of the darkness, will prevail in Fubar City. Blake Effen Bradley defends the Midnight Hobo Championship against Knox Boogie. Blake getting his first taste of gold by winning that Midnight Hobo Championship, but he is up against an RAWF Hall of Famer, a former world champion, one who seems to be resurging. Is this where his resurgence ends tomorrow at Graveyard Smash?
No, I don't think it is. I think this is, he's going to continue on his path here.
You believe Knox Boogie will win the Midnight Hobo Championship?
I hate to say it because, I mean, I've been all month since we've known, well, I shouldn't say all month, but since we've known this match is going to happen, I've been saying I think Blake is going to have this because we don't know which Knox is going to show up. I'm starting to think the old Knox is going to show up. And I hate to say it, but having watched some of the things that Blake has had to say of late, I think he's going in cocky into a match he really shouldn't be cocky about. And I think that's going to bite him in the ass.
Interesting. Interesting take, but I totally disagree with you on this. Blake Bradley right now, one of the hottest properties in IWF, and I do believe he will retain the Midnight Hobo Championship. Maeve O'Hare to defend the Estrogen title against DW, a rematch from last month. Do you see the same result playing out as at Cataclysm?
Yes, almost play by play.
Interesting. I will abstain from predicting this match, actually.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to be able to be, what's the word I want to use this? I don't think you're going to be able to call this one indifferently. You might be a little biased.
Battle for the Men's Championship. STB, who won the Arsehole of the Month once again for the second month in a row as Men's Champion, gets to choose his opponent. He, earlier this week, had called three men out to state their case. That being The Undertaker, Uber Vegan TPO, and Fire Chief Bill. All three stated pretty solid cases, in my opinion. But in the end, STB chose Fire Chief Bill to challenge him for the Men's Championship tomorrow. So we have STB versus FCB, Battle of the initials. Who do you see walking out as men's champion tomorrow?
No offense to Bill over there, because, you know, he's holding an axe. But I think FCB's probably going to pull this out.
I think FCB is going to shock the world tomorrow as a member of my orchestra. He is going to show what kind of power he wields and win the men's championship. It'll be his first RAWF championship in quite a while. It will be splendid. Deez will defend the national championship against the immortal Griffith, who has had his issues.
Is that what we're going to call them?
Yes, well, it is definitely been an emotional roller coaster when we watch the immortal Griffith as of late, as he continues to take ill and nearly die during and after his matches, or even in the locker rooms or in random places. He is definitely not well. He is definitely not in tip-top condition at this point. Does he stand a chance against Deez with everything that seems to be going on with him health-wise?
Look, I do not know. I mean, look, he has pulled out some wins in some really horrible states this month. But, you know, and yeah, he's in second place right now. But, I mean, I don't know how. Like, you look at his matches, I mean, he's had losses in places he shouldn't. Frankly, he's had wins in places he shouldn't. I mean, the rumor mill's going around that he finished one match without being able to see. So I don't know. On paper, no. There's no way, the way he's going, there's no way he should be able to even finish the match with these, let alone win it. But who knows? Stubborn does not begin to qualify as a word for this man.
We will talk more about the Immortal Griffith's issues in just a little bit. Mithras will defend the Platinum Dragon Championship against Jobu. Jobu, of course, loves to teach people lessons as a member of the Necessary Evil, but this one seems to me he's going to have to, how you say, he's going to be doing more learning than teaching tomorrow when he faces his Mithras, the title machine. You agree or disagree?
I think the lesson is going to be taught against the title machine is that he should watch what he has to say before someone feeds him his own boot.
I disagree. I think this is where Mithras' Platinum Dragon title reign ends. Jobu will score the biggest win of his RAWF career and defeat Mithras, the title machine, for the Platinum Dragon Championship.
Look, if that happens, I'm going to tell you right now, if that happens right here, I will declare that the biggest upset in the history of this company.
Well, then, be ready to say that, because I believe it will happen. And finally, in the main event, the World Heavyweight Championship on the line, the face of RAWF, the new face of RAWF, the Teflon Sheik, defends against Nightcrawler. Nightcrawler's very first RAWF World Heavyweight opportunity in his pretty he's had a very decent RAWF career, but this could be the biggest night of Nightcrawler's career. Your thoughts?
I mean, look, first of all, we know I'm rooting for him. We know that almost everybody who's sane is rooting for NC on this one, right? Nightcrawler. But I actually think he has a very solid chance of winning that match. I think Sheik has been having kind of a rough month. I don't think he's, he's taken some pretty devastating losses. I think he's shaken, and I don't see him recovering before tomorrow.
Well, we shall see. Teflon Sheik has proven us wrong on several occasions over the past few months, winning the title in the first place and then defeating STB at Cataclysm. So we cannot take the World Heavyweight Champion lightly. Therefore, I once again will abstain from making a prediction on this, but it should be one hell of a match. So, with that being said, the card for Graveyard Smash almost complete. Just all of it. If you do have a match, do not have a match scheduled for tomorrow for Graveyard Smash, Sasha Camaro has got the preview scene running. You can find the link for it in the RAWF network. Go in there. If you have a match already scheduled, promote your match or call someone out and see if they answer the challenge for tomorrow's pay-per-view. Helvaken, it's a beautiful evening, don't you think? Beautiful evening here in Glasnevin Cemetery. Let's begin by bringing back the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar, for a brief chat if we can. Cougs, are you there?
Cougs.
Cougs.
Cougar.
Cougs.
Stop snuggling on Nightcrawler. Come here. Come on.
Okay.
I'm here. I just wanted to see how many times you'd say my name before you gave up.
She is definitely one of my favorites, is the Cougar. So, Cougs, first off, talk to me about the Triple Crown title match tomorrow. It will be DW, Claymore, and yourself battling it out for a title I know you hold very dearly in your heart. Please, what is going through your mind the night before this epic encounter?
What's going through my mind? I think I need more cardio. I think that's what's going through my mind right now.
I know how much you do hold the, how high you hold the Triple Crown in esteem due to, of course, the passing of your daughter. She was very high on that championship. But standing in your way are Claymore and DW. Which one of those are you worried more about?
Wait, we need to rewind. I had a daughter die? I mean, Allie just beat me in a match. The twins are in Japan.
Never mind. Well, let's switch gears, shall we? tomorrow night, your husband, Nightcrawler. He is still your husband, correct?
Yes, I haven't eaten him. I mean, yes, he's still my husband.
He will challenge the Teflon Sheik for the World Heavyweight Championship. Talk to me about how you feel about your husband possibly being the next RAWF World Champion.
Couldn't have a better one. Of course, I am biased.
Hmm. True enough. Do you think he will?
He could have.
Do you think he will beat the Teflon Sheik tomorrow?
Yes. Oh, yes. Not only have we been doing a little studying, we've been working on his cardio as well.
I think I know where you're going with this. Any questions for the First Lady of Anarchy, Awakened?
Did she say I didn't eat him?
I believe that was her quote, yes.
I'm not sure whether to feel good or bad for Nightcrawler right now.
Splendid, splendid. Well, Coogs, I wish both you and your husband good luck tomorrow at Graveyard Smash. Any thoughts?
And win your match. I'm trying to keep my win percentage for my picks right. You know, I had to keep it on the good side of the ledger here.
So any final thoughts or comments for your opponents tomorrow?
You did ask if I was worried about either one of them more than the other. And I'm going to say I'm slightly more concerned with DW, as we always manage to bump heads. And she's been coming out on top more often than not as of late. But I may have figured out her number.
Well, we find out tomorrow at Graveyard Smash. Good luck to you, Kooks. And good luck to Nightcrawler as well. The biggest match of his IWF career happens tomorrow at Graveyard Smash. Anarchy could walk away with two very important championships. All right. Where to go to? Well, Bill, won't you come over here? Fire Chief Bill returning here for a moment. Is all clear,
yes,
Bill? All clear?
Oh, yeah. Everything is clear. I just made the rounds. Seems I have some malfunctioning sensors. I think I brought these electronic devices. It says they're a product of the Sheik Electronics. So I don't know if that has anything to do with the Teflon Sheik and his Sheik Shack. But it seems that there are some malfunctioning sensors. The heat sensors are out. I don't know if it's just crappy electronics or...
Well, Bill, we'll figure that all out later. Right now, let's talk about your big match tomorrow for the men's championship against Simply the Best.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You and STB go back a long way, back to...
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Many, many
back
years.
Back to CSW.
Indeed. So this is an opponent you're familiar with, yet at the same time, he is right now one of the premier athletes in RAWF, former world champion, former men's champion, current men's champion as well. Talk to me about your thoughts about STB and whether you can beat him tomorrow.
It has to do with proper scouting. I've been in FCV1 poring over videos of past matches, looking at all of these brutal matches he's had with great stars from the past and present. And I think I might have found a way to beat him. It's just gonna take superior ability. STV has always been, plain and simple, quite frankly, simply the best. You just have to be simply that much better. And I think I've found the right combination to do so. It's an honor to be chosen to be honest. When he called me out, I had to make my case as best I could. Don't get me wrong, Uber Vegan TPO is a very, very tough hombre. So is the
Mortician. We'll go with Mortician.
Undertaker. Both are very worthy opponents, but I think my passion and my fire, no pun intended, is what finally got me the attention of STV, and he chose me. And I'm going to do my best to make him simply lose.
Very good. Very good, Bill. Remember, it's a graveyard smash. So the ghosts of the past will be watching. All right, Bill. Go back and keep an eye out on any trouble that may come our way. Fire Chief Bill, ladies and gentlemen, challenges STB for the men's championship tomorrow at Graveyard Smash. Well, El Vacant, it is. We are halfway through the show. It is time for our song break. Let me see. I did not bring the pipe organ out here. It is too well.
I mean, it's kind of hard to just haul around.
So, with that being said, we'll just play a couple of songs here off the soundboard. When we return, we'll be talking to the likes of the Paragon of Greatness, the Immortal Griffith, I think I saw him earlier, and all this and more when we return. This is RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. When my monster from the slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mass, he did the monster mass,
the monster mass,
it was a graveyard smash.
He did the mass,
he caught on in a flash.
He did the mass,
he did the monster mass.
From the laboratory in the castle east, the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from the humble abodes to get a jolt for my electrodes.
They did the mass, they did the monster mass,
the monster mass,
it was a graveyard smash.
They did the mass,
they caught on in a flash.
They did the mass,
they did the monster mass.
The zombies were having fun, the party had just begun. And his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with the vocal group, the Crypt Kicker 5.
They played the mass, they played the monster mass,
the monster mass,
it was a graveyard smash.
They played the mass,
he caught on in a flash.
They played the mass,
they played the monster mass.
Masters.
From his coffin drag's voice did ring. Seems he was troubled by just
He opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's not the past, it's not the months from now. About the past, when it's the graveyard smash. It's not the past, it's caught on in the blood. It's not the past, we're still the months from now.
Now everything's cool, Drax's part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them for this and
you. Then you can mash, then you can monster mash. Monster mash, into my graveyard smash. You can mash, you cast on in the blood. Then you can mash, then you can monster mash.
Cover. We really hope you liked it.
All right. We are back. This is RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network. I am Lord Amadeus. This is El Vacant. El Vacant, you look absolutely silly with those gloves and jacket on. It is not that cold out here.
Where am I from? Here, hold on.
give me a second. I'm gonna check just for shit and go. So it's like, we know it's what, 58 right now, and actually probably gone down a couple of days. So we'll say it's like 56 degrees here right now, right? Let's see. What is the weather in Tijuana, Mexico? Let's see. Oh, look at that. Oh, actually, it's kind of cold there, too. It's like, it's only like 10 degrees warmer. Crap, I'd be cold at home, too. Well, shit. Well, never mind. That blows up my entire thing.
Yep. As I said.
Why is it cold in Mexico? It's Mexico. I mean, to its credit, it was like 75 degrees earlier today. It just cooled off because, you know, deserts.
So, last week in London, there was a match between the Immortal Griffith and Hobo Ezekiel. It was a very disturbing ending. Let's go back and listen to the match.
It looks like it's a foregone conclusion now, Doc. All Hobo has to do is go for the cover.
I think he's out, Dan. He's not moving. The Immortal Griffith is down, and Hobo is going for the cover. I can't believe it, Dellinger. Hobo came out unscathed after facing the Tempest. It looks like referee Chip Ripperson is calling for help at ringside to settle this crowd down. Here come the medics.
Ezekiel is asking for a mic.
Give Griffith some air. I mean air. God damn, look at all that blood. Someone.
Ezekiel looks like he's about to pass out.
Check, please. Something happened to him because that ain't... God damn, I've seen less blood at a hobo barbecued muskrat trash can cookout.
Down goes Hobo!
Pathetic.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll keep you updated on the Immortal Griffith's condition from the RAWF Network when we return. Dan, do you have any idea what is going on with the Immortal One?
I have no idea, but someone needs to get that ring cleaned up for the next match.
It was indeed a messy situation last week in London. Your thoughts, El Vacant?
Look, we need to figure out what's going on with that dude. It's not okay.
Well, let's see if we can shed any light on the subject when we bring him on. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome. Seem to have some of your power back, some color back. You do seem to be looking a bit better, certainly. But
as we've my eyeballs, that's
as we've seen, this ailment or whatever it is you've been afflicted with has it strikes without warning. You can be feeling fine, looking fine, and all of a sudden you fall practically dead to the floor or the mat or whatever it is you are currently standing on. So what is your concern level about this going into the match with D's tomorrow?
The match with D's, like I was explaining.
Maestro. I've been doing my rounds. I need some water.
Bill, not those waters. No, Bill. Go back to your post. I'll get you a water later.
Oh, okay.
Would you? That's for the special guest. Griffith, if you need water, you can have one of these.
I'm good, thanks.
Very well.
He just walked in and interrupted. Remind me to slap him later. Where was I?
D's.
Right, D's. Yeah, a little. Gotta stay on track. The D's. You know, I've been telling him, you know, everyone seems to think that my current difficulties give him a fighting chance, that, you know, the so-called Mr. Pay-Per-View might finally actually win at a pay-per-view against the Immortal One. Fairly certain if he did, it would be the first time. However, D's, if I'm you, I don't count that win before you get it. Because as this month has shown, it doesn't really matter what's going on with me. I'm going to keep fighting until I can't fight anymore. And the Tempest doesn't know how to recede. It only knows how to go forward. Tick-tock. D's, tick-tock. Less than 24 hours before you are in the heart of the maelstrom, before the tempest washes over you, going to its true and final destination. Because unfortunately for you, you're not even on my radar. You're just in my way. And I'll do to you what I do to everything that stands in my way. I'll go through you. Doesn't matter if I go blind, I'm bleeding, I'm unconscious. I will find a way to beat you. And then I will move on to the only thing that matters. And that is the RAWF World Heavyweight Championship. You know what, LA? Actually, I'm getting a little dry mouth. I will take one of those waters.
Ah, very well. Here you go, sir. Drink up to your health.
Thank you.
Well, it will definitely be interesting to see if you challenge D's for the national title. If you're at full force, I have no doubt you will become the new national champion.
And hopefully we will have some answers soon about what has been going on with me. I mean, look at this. Look at these ridiculous things.
What are you wearing? What are those?
Horatio's got me wearing these sensors, trying to, like, keep complete track of all of my biometrics. Was that the word he used? Biometrics. The whole time, trying to see when I get sick and what happens and what's going on with my body so maybe he can track down what the problem is.
You all right, Griffith?
Yeah. There's a little more water here.
Maybe you should go sit down.
I think I'm gonna go.
You should do that. Relax. That was the Immortal Griffith. Somebody might want to keep an eye on him. Suddenly he... All right. Well, now, next up, let's bring back the Paragon of Greatness. Paragon, good evening again.
Good evening, Amadeus. You know what? I'm actually feeling pretty good for the first time in a while. I'm happy to be here.
Well, even though we are standing in the middle of a cemetery in the middle of the night in Dublin, Ireland, the home of Halloween, you feel comfortable. Interesting.
I mean, what's not to like? He says, tightening his jacket.
Well, Paragon.
It's the spooky season. You know, you got to keep your emotions up. You know, we've got Graveyard Smash coming. We've got this great scenery. We're overseas. We're seeing all these international fans. You got to keep it. Got to keep it positive, right?
Absolutely, Paragon. It's nice to see you in good spirits. Certainly, certainly. But we'll talk about you in a moment. First, let's talk about Nox Boogie, if we will, since we know that he will be challenging for the Midnight Hobo Championship. He'll be taking on Blake Bradley. it's been a while since Nox has held REWF gold. Well, how is he feeling, and is he confident going up against Blake Bradley tomorrow?
Well, I can't necessarily speak to how he's feeling. I think that while the Opaque Brotherhood, we've always been a presence here in REWF, a successful unit for a long time. We do tend to not interfere that much in each other's business. We try not to interfere in matches a lot. We try to run as four individuals that are connected through family. I can't speak to his emotional state. I don't want to be his spokesperson, but what I can say is that he's absolutely feeling confident. I do believe that the reasons that you had highlighted earlier, Vacant had highlighted earlier, I suppose. Blake Bradley doesn't seem to realize or remember who Nox Boogie is. Maybe he wasn't around when Nox Boogie was doing his thing. To go into this match and think that Nox Boogie is less than a Hall of Fame caliber performer is going to be a huge mistake on Blake's behalf, and I think that Nox Boogie knows that.
Indeed. Well, very well. I do believe it will be a great match. We will see if Nox Boogie can bring up some of that magic from the past and once again hold REWF gold. But I now must turn my attention to you, Paragon, because you do not have a quote-unquote scheduled match tomorrow at Graveyard Smash. I'm sure you're very curious to who you will be facing.
Of course, absolutely. It's a big-time pay-per-view event. You know that it's going to be a spotlight match.
Well, Randy has already spoken on this matter. I already have your opponent here. Tomorrow, Paragon, and you've spoken in recent weeks about exercising your demons, have you not?
I absolutely have, yes.
And it's something that you are... It is one of your goals to exorcise some of the demons that have haunted you.
Absolutely. Again, yes, it's a very pressing matter, and I think that all of us should focus on things like that, be able to move on from the things that have haunted us.
Well, Paragon, tomorrow at Graveyard Smash, I am going to help you do so, because you will be facing...
What is that noise? Wait, what? That... What is... Amadeus? It is... What... No. It's October. It's too early. What? No. Son of a bitch, Randy. What's going on?
got you, didn't I?
Okay. Excuse me while I make sure that my heart is still beating.
Oh, Paragon. If only I could do so, that would be absolutely horrific for you. But unfortunately, I cannot get a hold of him. Therefore, tomorrow at Graveyard Smash, your opponent is actually Hobo Ezekiel.
Give me a moment. I will. Goodness, God. Talk about an emotional swing. I love Zeke. I love that guy. That guy is amazing. He's awesome. And to go from that jolly red son of a bitch to somebody that is such an important and positive influence here in REWF, like Hobo Ezekiel, is a wild swing. That's like a bit of an emotional gut punch there for a second. Woo-hoo. Listen, Zeke, you and I, spooky season, I know that tends to be a little bit scary, but I think that it's good to be able to have a showdown between two high-level competitors that can possibly bring a little bit of joy in a time that is a bit dark for some people. I'm absolutely looking forward to it.
Very good. Very good.
Oh, how could you put that out there into the world? Oh, 2 months early, I'm shaking here, man. Whew.
Ah, Paragon. Don't you know? I have always had to have a little fun with you. You are a good sport, and good luck tomorrow against Hobo.
Thank you very much, and best of luck to Zeke as well. Let's go out there and have a match of the night, man.
That actually will be a very good match, El Vacant. Two RAWF Hall of Famers on the spookiest night of the year in RAWF. Do you not agree?
That ought to be a really good match. I think it's a good matchup. I mean, there was a time and place that could have been a main event.
Indeed. Next up, she is our champion's choice champion, ladies and gentlemen. Please welcome our IWF Hall of Famer. Joining us now on After Hours. Good evening, Vex.
Good evening, LA. Man, I take 1 week off, and I go, and I have a relaxing night in London. And you got FCB just breathing all over anyone that comes anywhere near you. Oh, it's unnerving. Why?
Oh. I just felt it necessary. We're out here in open cemetery. It doesn't hurt to have somebody watching my back. So, and Bill, I trust him with. I would trust him with my children if I had any. But that is
Let's not talk about children.
So, Vex, tomorrow it is you versus Mystic Maniac for the Champions Choice Championship. And he has to injure you if he wants to have any chance of winning the title. So, unlike what El Vacan said, you do have a injury history. It's not like you are unbreakable. We have seen it before, that you have gotten injured and it has cost you dearly.
Oh, absolutely. We have a shiny new Platinum Dragon title because of that.
Let's look at this. Are you in tip-top shape? Do you believe that that Mystic Maniac will have any opportunity to injure you?
The only match I've lost this month is to Griffith, and I didn't want to go for the national belt. I told you that. I mean, yeah. Like, I don't even know why my rank is where it is, because I should be a lot higher. But we'll see what I can do in the next couple of days about fixing that. I mean, I've got to get an extra match on top of this, because I'm sure I won't get away with that being my points match, because, I mean, it is a regular pay-per-view match. It's just, he has to try to hurt me. And that's going to be really hard for him to do, especially risking the chance of a disqualification. I'm quite excited for it.
But of course,
what's your favorite?
You're supposed to ask that in private.
Mine's Husqvarna.
That's a good one. I met a girl the other night in a bar in the tavern here. She said hers was Kumquat.
Also a good one.
So, with that being said, though, Vex, because the Champions Choice title match is not a rankings match, as you well know, would you like to know who Randy has in store for you tomorrow at Graveyard Smash?
I would love to find out who I'm going to kill Randy over putting me up against.
Money Sue. Harry Bowen.
Ah. We'll see if he shows up.
So, any thoughts about facing Money Sue? He is a Hall of Famer. He is currently in the top 25 as well. But I take
it
you're not,
just having...
from your attitude, I'm taking it you are not too worried about facing Money Sue.
Not at all, no. Not even close. No, if he shows up, then he's going to have to get past me. And that's something he hasn't managed to do in any match that I've cared about for a very long time.
Very well.
Yeah. So, sorry, Money. Not getting fair this month.
That's a lie. You are not sorry at all.
I'm not. Isn't that great? Do you like my costume? Pretty red balloon.
Yeah, there's nothing creepy about that at all.
Not at all.
Very well. Well, Vex, good luck to you tomorrow in both of your matches. Graveyard Smash will indeed be exciting for all of us, including yourself. Any final thoughts, any final comments you have about tomorrow's pay-per-view?
Just working on the prediction scene. I think I'm going to make that a monthly thing now since we don't have Killa doing it. Sheik killed that for him, and then Sheik fucked off not doing it. So why not? And hopefully some people will step up and have some fun once I'm done. It'd be nice to, you know, actually have some conversation after I'm done this time instead of everybody just looking at it and going, hey, that's neat. God, everyone's so stale here still. I mean, you know, there's always maybe. She's not stale.
Very well, Vex. Thank you for your time. Enjoy the graveyard in that costume.
I will.
Well, El Vacant, I've been debating whether to bring this lady over, but she does have matches to talk about. Let's bring on. Champion, she is Maeve O'Hara. Maeve?
Amadeus. Hello, Vacant. How are you keeping alive? You look chilled.
I mean, look here. Wait, hold on. Let me get this open. Look at my nipple. Look at that thing.
You might want to see a physician about that.
Right.
Well, Maeve, it seems like maybe you've come a little bit to your senses. You called me Amadeus. That's a little bit better.
I realized that we're barking up the wrong tree, or at least the wrong branch of it.
Finally, I am glad to hear that. You have come to your senses. You realize that there is no maestro now, correct?
I realize that it's somewhat worse. You may be right that there's no maestro, that you got rid of him once and for all. But I weren't wrong when I said you ain't Amadeus, not the Amadeus I know. You can give me your whole cock and bull story about how you're better and stronger. Maybe you gained something for whatever it were that happened while you were down in that sewer. But you lost something too, didn't you?
I have no idea what you refer to.
What did it cost you?
What do you mean?
What did you trade to get rid of the maestro?
I traded nothing. I embraced a darker, more aggressive Amadeus to beat my demon.
A darker Amadeus. A more aggressive Amadeus. All right.
I embraced the darkness so that I could defeat the madness.
Did you defeat the madness or did you defeat the maestro? That ain't the same thing.
Listen, for years I got others to fight my battles. Hobo, Blaze McCoy, the Immortal Griffith, Mithras the Tidal Machine, Paragon of Greatness, none of them could do what I needed done. So I did it myself. And now I'm better than I ever was. What about that is so bad in your eyes, Maeve O'Hara?
But you're now doing things that the Amadeus I know would never do.
El Vacant, I turn to you again. Have I done anything out of the ordinary that you have noticed?
I mean, other than the pipe organ, no. But, I mean, you like music, so I guess it's not even that weird.
Vacant, since when does Amadeus need a bodyguard?
I mean, things change. People get bodyguards. You know, the situations change.
Since when does he hand out little shiny trinkets to folks to bribe them into doing his dirty work?
Paragon, help me here. Have I done anything?
As much as I'd love to complain about Amadeus, I feel like trying to scare the crap out of me with Santa Claus is pretty par for the course. It's weird that it happened in October, but, I mean, the element of surprise, right?
Exactly. Maeve, what is it that you see that nobody else does?
Yeah, we used to always joke. I don't even know if joke is the right word. We used to always joke about your eyes and how we had to make sure that they weren't turning green and all of that. And they ain't. They ain't green before you ask. Oh. But you're not there no more. I look into those eyes and I see nothing. Absolutely nothing. I don't know why no one else can see it. I don't know how you manage that. But I know what I see. And I know what I've seen going on. I know that there's something going on with my tag partner. And I notice that it seems to happen disproportionately after he's been talking to you. Bill, if you don't stop breathing down my neck, I'm going to rip your face off.
Stand down, Bill. I've got this. I know what it is. Those damnable beads that I
gave
these? You.
The ones you gave me. The ones that you get so wigged out when I have them near you. These.
Oh, they have no effect on me now.
Don't they?
No. Then they will not help you tomorrow at Graveyard Smash.
If there's nothing wrong with you, then why would I need the beads in my match?
Because you seem to think they will. The way you just stuck them out at me. I now understand.
I do, you know. Please, enlighten me. I'm waiting to be dazzled by your brilliance.
Tell me what you think to accomplish tomorrow. Do you think beating me will bring back this Amadeus that you say I'm not?
I don't know for certain. Still not sure which of the blondes I need to beat. Speaking of, I noticed that your puppet ain't here tonight. She's still feeling pearly. Or is she on some other errand for you?
Oh, she's about. The vulture is never far.
Yeah, I've noticed that. I've noticed that you two have been awful chummy lately. I see. So that's how you did it.
I have no idea what you are referring to. Again, you're talking in riddles.
I understand that this is confusing.
Lord Amadeus, the same man who has run this company for nearly 10 years.
Well, you got his shape. Sometimes you still have his voice. But she ain't Amadeus. Not the Amadeus that we all know and love here in RAWF. You might think that this version of yourself is bigger and badder and better. But it's not going to avail you nothing. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I ain't scared of you, because we both know that's a lie. I'm absolutely petrified of whatever it is you've become. But if no one else is willing nor able to stop you, then I'm going to have to try and do it myself.
You can try. But you're not facing the maestro who is 0-7 against RAW Superstars. You're facing me, Lord Amadeus. And I'm not...
And how's your record against me?
Better than the maestro's.
You just said yourself, I've never faced the maestro. But I've faced you plenty of times. And, you know what, bring your little lawn baggage. Bring Fire Chief Bill. Bring Aaron McFadden. Bring whoever the feck you want. Because tomorrow, you're on my home turf.
Literally.
Indeed. We will be fighting in front of all your friends and family and countrymen. And I am going to embarrass you. And humble you. In front of all.
Better men than you have tried to humble me.
How sad. How sad that in this fight you are truly alone.
I would rather be alone doing the right thing than have a baker's dozen folks behind me trying to pull whatever it is you've got planned. I don't know what you want to do with Eva and your orchestra and whatever it is that you've got against Griffith. I thought he were your friend. But you don't seem very concerned. You keep bringing up how poorly he's been feeling. But you don't seem concerned. You haven't done nothing to investigate what's going on. All you do is sit here and ask him inane questions and offer him water that, for some reason, you don't want Bill to drink. Are you still parched, Bill? Because there's plenty of water there. I can see it from here. You ought to help yourself. I mean, it's the least that Amadeus can do.
Enough. Maeve. I sigh.
Amadeus.
Tomorrow at Graveyard Smash, I'm going to teach you the most important lesson of your entire RAWF career. Never cross the boss. Bill, remove her.
Yes,
Bill,
sir.
You touch me and I'll claw your eyes out. I can
walk.
See myself out.
Walk. Thank you.
I'm leaving because I choose to. I'll see you tomorrow, Amadeus.
The sad part is, all vacant, I really do like her. But she's proving
I mean, I'm kind of hoping this all works itself out, because my lab's been very lonely.
Well, now, tomorrow we will be live here on Blog Talk Radio on the IWF Radio Network at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Graveyard Smash. The matches, of course, will be made earlier in the day, as they always are. And we will talk more about the history of Graveyard Smash. Plus, we will look ahead to our annual Black Friday pay-per-view to be held at Madison Square Garden the day after Thanksgiving. Any last thoughts, El Vacant?
last thoughts. Yes, my last thoughts is I'd like to go somewhere warm.
What was that?
Warm. Somewhere warm.
You would like to be warmed up, would you?
Yes. Strangely, that's better.
I thought it might be. All right. We will get to our promotions in just a moment. If anyone doesn't want to promote, they know what to do. But Graveyard Smash preview scene, ladies and gentlemen, join it now and get in there before morning, before if you don't have already have a match. But if you do, feel free to go in there and promote for extra rankings points. You can find it once again on the RAWF Radio Network. All right. Well, El Vacant. Or I'll start with the Paragon. Paragon, do you have anything to promote?
I would like to promote the month of November, an entire month between now and when we have to start talking about Christmas. It's a beautiful month, the birth month of yours truly, the Paragon of Greatness, or at least the month that we celebrate the birth of the Paragon of Greatness. It's a wonderful month. Do not forget about November. It's very important.
Thank you, Paragon. Bill, Fire Chief Bill, anything to promote tonight?
Yes, I would like to promote my match tomorrow against STB. It's going to be a barn burner. I promise that.
All right. And it appears no one else wants to promote. So, El Vacant, any last promotions you might have?
Yes, Space Eaters. And remember, just in a few more days, we'll be back in those Estados Unidos. And there'll be a huge sale at the taco truck, so everyone come down in and order all the tacos. Because, yeah, they've been closed for a while. Meeting time.
Very good. Graveyard Smash tomorrow night, right here on the RAWF Network, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For El Vacant, I am Lord Maestro Amadeus, bidding you all a scary evening.